once my mom and dad were taking me somewhere, but I didn't know where exactly. So when we arrived to the place, I was confused but amazed at the same time. There were large buildings with two playgrounds. When my parents found a parking place, we went off the car and there was a door in front of the building. We went inside and my mom and dad were talking to these other adults that were working in there, and I just stood there silently and listening to them, but I didn't have a clue what they were talking about. So when the conversation was over, my mom and dad received a paper which I don't know what was about. And there were, when we entered the building, there were so many classrooms. And I thought to myself, is this a school? And we were walking around and around to find my classroom that was on paper. And when we finally found it, we came inside and it was really noisy and crowded. We spotted a teacher, and that's when I knew I was out of school. The teacher greeted us in and started and introduced herself. Her name was Mrs. Laughlin. My parents and the teacher were having a conversation, and I stood there for 1 or 2 minutes and got bored, so I walked around the classroom and saw a dollhouse. I went there and played, so and after 2 minutes or three, many classmates came up to me and started asking, "What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?" And I got so overwhelmed that I didn't want to answer them, so I just ignored and kept playing. So when they knew they were getting ignored, they just went away, and I started playing. And this one girl came up to me and asked if we could be friends. And said her name was Camila. She had long black hair, and I think she was Mexican. So she introduced herself and I introduced myself as Alexis Lee, and we just suddenly became friends. She started playing the dollhouse with me, and I didn't want her to though. I wanted just to play by myself. Thank you. purple, and at that time, purple was my favorite color. So I came to the purple side of the carpet, and I saw a girl sitting on one of the purple tiles of the carpet. She wasn't small, and pretty to me at that time. And now I feel so foolish, or whatever. And I became mad when I saw her sitting there. So I came up to her and just pinched her. When I pinched her, she's like, "Why did you do that?" and started crying. And when I heard her cry, I ran to my parents again so I wouldn't get in trouble. When the teacher heard that she was crying, she came up to her and said, "What happened?" Then her name, Violet, said, "This girl in a dress that has long hair pinched me." And Miss Laughlin said, "How does she look like?" Miss Laughlin said, "Oh, when Violet spotted me, I was in complete misery. When she spotted me, she pointed at me and yelled, 'That's her.' The teacher looked over and saw me and was very concerned, and also my parents. Violet and Mrs. Lawson came over to me, and Mrs. Lawson said, 'Why did you do that?' And I said, 'I don't know.' Violet said, 'She does know.' And I said, 'No, I don't.' The teacher calmed us down and said, 'You need to say sorry to Violet.' And I didn't want to, but I had to because my parents were there. So I said, 'I'm sorry, Violet, for pinching you.' And she says, 'It's okay.' And Mrs. Laughlin was good. So when it was over, everyone looked at me and said, 'Wow.' And after that, Mrs. Laughlin said my parents had to leave, but I didn't know that my parents were leaving. So I looked at the door and saw my parents were about to leave. I started chasing up to them and said, 'No, no, don't leave.' And then my parents said, 'But they needed to, but we had to.' And then I just started crying, and then my parents were like, 'It's okay, it's gonna be fine.' And so they left, and I was at the school, and I did really fun activities. And I was happy. So that is my story about the first day of kindergarten.